10,214 Gerald Jordan, south of Route 54, east of Undefined Gravel Drive, being lot one within DeLacy Mobile Home Park, a variance from a separation requirement between units in a mobile home park.
Name and address.
Gerald Jordan, 102 Theodore Court, Forestville, Maryland, 20501.
And you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I have a mobile home that's been in place since 1967. It has an associated porch and a concrete patio, which is part of this structure. I had a picture in the application. I'm proposing to remove the existing structure, replace it with a new mobile home that's 14 feet wide by 48 feet long. The proposed unit will sit within 5 feet of the property lines, which is consistent with the character of the existing mobile home park and the adjacent parks. It'll sit within 16 feet of the adjacent trailer to it, and I believe that's probably the concern.
Record, it says the request for separation between units is 11.3 feet.
Right.
What about the shed that's only 8.7 feet?
You don't need it for a shed. It's not, not for sheds, not in mobile home parks.
Okay.
Just units. It says it right on the application. Your permit must be 20 feet from units. We've gone over that before. I'll, maybe I can shed some light on that and bring that to put in your cases again, so that when we do refer some of these, that some of these oddballs like this that we don't get, and then all of a sudden they come up, I'll let you read the code.
Appreciate that. Okay. If you would.
And mark that down.
Okay.
Good question, though, John.
Thank you.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. No. Bettman? Mr. Fett? Mr. Miller? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
I have a letter in favor from Robert L. Hugh, president of the Trailer Court, Inc. He says, dear board members, be it known that the Trailer Court does not oppose the variance requested by Gerald Jordan.
This is going to be put right back in the same footprint.
Yeah, within the same footprint. Now, the existing footprint incorporates a trailer, a porch, and a concrete patio. It'll be substantially smaller than the existing footprint. I'd like it to be within the character of that mobile home, not be substantially larger or sit, you know, out from, you know, from the existing lines that are there.
Call for a motion then.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10214. These small mobile home parks have some unique physical circumstances that's hard to adhere to. It's very small lots, and I think it's harmonious with the neighborhood, and or it won't alter the central character.
You have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,214. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.